I'm just trying to think what happens next.
Guaranteed the company's going to talk to Hanley and say, hey, you guys, but the politicians, buddy, are going to say, like, you know, these guys are experts at fucking taking over places. So these guys will be like to the politicians, give us a week, we're going to sort this all out, right?
Yeah.
TLC puts in the votes, let's say in 2 weeks from now, the vote goes in Monday or Tuesday, and then the vote goes through, and then they take ownership of the collective bargaining. You think fucking Byford's going to want to deal with Kathleen Wynne, buddy, when they're the ones that are financing the money? Come on.
I guess not.
Byford's gonna keep away from this shit, buddy. Everything is red right now, buddy. They don't want to fuck that. They don't want to fuck with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, Kathleen Wynne, or Byford, I'm sure is going to say, hey, I don't...
Yeah, Kathleen Wynne, fucking Trudeau, all these guys, buddy. You think they're going to want to fuck with them when the millions are coming in for the Metrolinx project?
Wow.
So, I don't know. Anyways, like I said, but I'm just watching the circus, and I'm thinking in my head, like, because I play the ball, buddy. I wrote everything down. If he doesn't react, buddy, it's open, right? It's open game. All you need to do is sign cards, and it's game over.
And if he reacts?
Well, if he reacts, they're going to trustee the local. And then everything is open. Every ATU location across Canada is open. And then he's going to lose all of it.
How do they become open?
Because it's all affiliated with the CLC, and the CLC is going to pull the affiliation from the ATU.